Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Watchman on the Wall. End Time Global Link Ministries. This is Elder G. Bizard coming to you from Warren, Ohio. Going down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm going on over there to Texas there, and I'll pick up Timothy Jackson, and we're going to come on the air and let you know the good news that we have. And to the world, amen. People have celebrated Christmas, which they consider good news. Good news. It is good news. It's good news that Jesus Christ came to this earth 2,000 years ago. He come for one reason. He come to die for the sins of the world. And he's coming back again, not to die. He's coming back to judge the world. The world received Christ more in the manger than they will receive him in the judgment of the world. That's what's getting ready to happen. Judgment upon the world. The world has been, the mankind has been up on the earth for 6,000 years. And we're closing the 6,000 years. And the 6,000 years is getting closer and closer, and the world seems like they don't want to pay attention to what's going on. But I'm here to tell you right now, we need to get ready for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in power and great glory. Amen. God is good. We are here to reveal to you what you probably won't get in a local church, because preachers are not preaching it, and the church seems like they are not proclaiming it. But the church should be excited. I mean, the church of the living God should be excited. Preachers should be excited. The deacons and the choir members should be excited, but they ain't excited. Amen. They want to prolong it. They want to say, oh, it's not time yet, but let me tell you, it's more past time. Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth, because this is the last generation. This is the last generation. This generation ends in 2030. This Amen. Generation, this generation ends in 2030. So we only have about 7 to 8 years left before 2030. And we know that before 2030 get here, the tribulation has to occur. Ooh, listen to what I'm saying. The tribulation has to occur. So Jesus Christ is soon to rapture the church. The church is getting ready to leave. Now, people say, well, I ain't ready yet. Well, you better get ready. My God, can't you see what's going on in the world today? It's out of condition. Nobody seems like they're interested in the glorious return of Jesus Christ, where the Lord is going to take this earth. Amen. And he's going to reduce the population because of the wickedness of the world, just like it was done in the days of the flood. Noah, what, preached 120 years. 120 years preached that it was a flood coming, and people laughed, they jeered, they continued on in their sins until the rain came, and when the rain came, it was too late. Noah was in the ark, him and his family, which is 8 souls, were saved during the flood. Jesus Christ comes along about 3,000 years later, amen, and he prophesied, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of He will come as a twinkling of an eye. This is Elder Bizard. We got some good news for you, and that news is you can be saved. You can be sanctified. You can know who Jesus Christ is. He's the Son of God. He is God Almighty, and that's what you need to know. We need to know Jesus Christ came and died for our sins, that through him we can escape the wrath of God. As before we go into the word, I'm going to give prayer. Amen. And then I'm going to let Brother Timothy Jackson, come on in here, amen, and give us some good word. It might not sound good. Some of it might not sound good, but it's the word of God. And what the word of God said, all of it's good, because he's warning us, amen, to prepare ourselves in this great and final day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for letting us see another year come to a close. We have about 5 to 6 days left, and we'll go into 2022. Amen. 2021 was rough, but 2022 is not going to be no picnic. We ask you right now to give us strength, Lord, that Brother Jackson and I continue on to preach the word until you come back, that men, women, boys, and girls may know that there's only one way to heaven, and that's Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your consistency in giving us the power through the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because in my mind, in my heart, in God's mind, and in his heart, he don't want nobody to go to hell. Nobody. God don't want nobody to go to hell. And I know one thing, I feel the same way because I know God. I know his love. I know his mercy. I know his goodness. And we ask you right now, in Jesus' name, anoint Brother Jackson, anoint my lips, anoint my heart, that we may reveal to the world that Jesus Christ is coming back, and he can save you to the utmost. He can save you until you can run and nobody chases you. He can save you till you cry and nobody's bothering you. Woo! And we want the love of God to be shed abroad in your heart and in our heart, that we may be a benefit to your soul and to your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brother Jackson, roll on, brother.
Amen, doctor. Amen. God bless you, brother. Thank you for having me. Amen. Hopefully everyone had a blessed and a wonderful holiday. Amen. I know everyone is probably full. Amen. Everybody's been relaxing and chilling and enjoying the holiday. Amen. I know I've been enjoying my family. A holiday is a good time to enjoy family. Amen. To celebrate, amen, the new year and the past year, the many blessings that we have been given. Amen. And also when we celebrate our Lord and Savior. Amen. I know a lot of people, they say it's a pagan holiday. Amen. I do understand all that. I get it. I understand it. I found out years ago, amen, that it is a pagan holiday. Amen. But some of us, you know, we understand the reason that we celebrate it. Amen. It's not, excuse me, amen, because of the pagan holiday, but we are still celebrating our Lord and Savior. And some debates say he was born over in September. Some say March. Amen. I'm not for certain. Amen. Excuse me. Amen.
I know. Yes, sir.
Again, amen. I know the importance of it. Amen. I get it. I understand it. But because, amen, we have been steeped in this culture. We was raised in it. Amen. I know my dad. Amen. Sometimes we just didn't know any better. Amen. He raised us. Amen. And that's what we did. We celebrated the holidays. My mom, my dad, and my brothers, we celebrated. Amen. Our kids, my wife and kids, we celebrated through the years coming up. Amen. Kind of getting away from it, the tradition of it. Amen. Because we, like I say, we learned over the years that it is a pagan holiday, but we do still acknowledge the fact that our Lord and Savior, amen, he died on the cross for our sins. He was buried and then resurrected after the third day. So we do still acknowledge that. Amen. Brother, the King is coming. Amen. That's what we're talking about today. The King is coming. And what I want to share with you today, amen, something that was it was just strange. I was just sitting down watching TV. This was on the day of, I think it was the 23rd. I was just sitting down watching TV. Amen. And they showed this commercial, this Bitcoin commercial. And what they had showed was a shock to me. Now, this may have been out. This may have been going on for some years. It may have just came out within the last year or so. However, I have just found out about it just 3 days ago. Amen. Last Thursday.
Amen.
And in the commercial, they had this this guy. He's a famous guy. I think he's in Hollywood or something. He's an actor. And they showed this kiosk. It's like an ATM to where you can actually basically insert your cash and coins into this kiosk. It's like an ATM, and it would transition your cash into Bitcoins. Couch, and I'm blown away. I am flipping out. I'm like, what in the world? So if the church, if the pastors, the leadership, Christ gave John a message. He put John in the spiritual form, and he showed John the current state of the church, past, present, and future.
Yes, sir.
And he showed things, what was going to happen in the future. Now,
yes, sir.
Man, if a lot of people in the church is not watching what's going on, man, Lord have mercy. I don't know what to tell you. These things that have been happening the last 2 or 3 years are so eye-opening that we are getting so close to the return of Christ that, man, people have to wake up. They must wake up and stop sleeping. Stop enjoying this life so much to the extent. Don't get me wrong. It's good to enjoy this life. We've been enjoying the holidays just as much as anybody else. Amen. But we are not so sleepy and lackadaisical that we don't know what's going on. Brother, when I
yes.
saw that, yeah, we've been knowing for years that the government, the world system has been trying to take up money. Amen. They've been trying to find a way to get rid of money. Why? Even the banks. I work for the financial system. For years, they've been having problems with money laundering, people stealing. In fact, the bank I work for no longer accepts third-party cash deposits. In other words, you can't go to the bank where your mom bank at and put $100 cash in your mama's account. Only your mom can do it. Amen.
Wow.
You can't do it. Amen, doctor. You can't do it. Amen. You can write a check. You can write a money order. You can write a cashier's check. But you cannot. Amen. I say it again. You cannot take cash to the bank and deposit to a third party's account. And that's at the bank I work at. I don't know how anybody else's bank works. That's the bank where I work. And when I saw that, I said, huh, I get why they're doing it. Because there's so much drug dealing, so much prostitution, so much undercover stuff that's going on in the world. And the government is losing billions and billions of dollars in tax dollars and just money because so much crime and so much thievery going on. Again, so much money laundering that the government and the banks are beginning to work together to try to cut down on this. Well, guess what? They have finally done it. So whatever crooked evil dealings you're doing, you're going to have to do it, and they're going to have to see it. So if you're selling drugs, they're going to have to see it. If you prostituting and selling sex, they're going to have to see it. Because all money transactions, and hear me well, are about to be electronic. They tried to do it with the credit cards. They tried to do it with the debit cards. They tried to do it with the cash apps, with the apps. Now they have found a way to do it. When you transition your cash, this is a way, hear me good. This is because everything has come to a one-world government, a one-world system.
Yeah.
Amen. We see it happening right before our eyes. And, man, it just amazes me that no pastors, no preachers, no ministers, it's just people are not even talking about this. Like I said, I just found out about this Bitcoin, basically an ATM kiosk, just several days ago. I don't know how long it's been out. I've been Googling this thing, brother, for the past few days and been finding out this probably been going on for a while. I don't know how long, maybe a year, two, maybe even 3 years. I don't know. Now, I remember when Bitcoin, this has been around the time between maybe about 2012, 2013, maybe even before then, maybe 2010, Bitcoin became, it was announcing Bitcoin. Everybody was talking about Bitcoin. It's the next big thing. And I remember hearing about it because I started to invest in it. And, you know, at the time, I just financially just didn't have the extra spare cash to leave enough money and to invest in it to watch it to grow. Brother, that stock is now over $30,000. I think the last time they checked it, it was at $36,000, something like that. At one point, it got over $50,000 per share. Now, hear me good. I work for the banks. All four major banks that I have worked for, and you know all four major banks, okay, that I have worked for in the past, I have not ever known stock on any of those banks to go higher than $500 to $1,000. I can't remember even any of them going over above $200, maybe $100. But not even over $200 a share. Bitcoin is trading more than $30,000 a share. They said if you had invested $100 in Bitcoin over 10 years ago, you would be a millionaire, possibly a multi-time. Just 100 shares, just 100 shares, you'd be a millionaire today. That's how big this Bitcoin thing is. I don't know what it's backed by. I don't really fully understand. I hadn't really studied that much. But I am aware of what's going on. And when I tell you that the money is about to be zapped up, man, people are saying, run, take your money out of the bank. I remember talking to this lady over a year ago. She said she's taking all her money out of the bank. The government has implemented some type of act, some type of law that the bank shut down, they can keep your money, and ain't nothing you can do about it. That's why I'm saying take the money out of the bank. Take your money out of the bank. Now, I'm just saying, you do what you want. I'm not telling you to take your money out of the bank. I'm telling you to do your own research and study. I know what I'm going to do. You do what's best for you. But I thought that was very strange when she told me that. I was like, wow. I said, really? She said, yeah, this congressman passed that law. And in the Congress, he was like, I don't know what he was. But anyway, this is going to move forward. This kiosk that they got is taking up your coins and your cash, hear me good, and transitioning them to Bitcoin. So now we know how the one world government is going to allow you to buy and sell. So with that being said, I want to read some scripture. I want to go over to Revelation, the 10th chapter, real quick. Amen.
All right.
I want to share with you, because we're talking about the beast. Now, understand that if you read Revelation, the 13th chapter, you understand that the beast is going to be attacked, protecting Israel. They believe that the players that are going to attack is more like, well, we know it's going to be Russia. Amen. We know Russia is going to be one of the players, one of the enemies that's going to attack, because Russia has it in for Israel so bad. Amen. And so we have to be watching what's going on. So, because Paul told us, Christ told us, he said, watch. What are we watching for? We are watching for the return of Christ. That's why we're paying attention to what's going on in the world. Amen. This mid-tribulational war that's going to take place, the Antichrist is going to be killed. He's going to receive a mortal wound to the head. You know, some people believe, I know when we was in school, he said it's going to be a gunshot wound. Most people who study, because why? That's the most common way to wound somebody to the head and kill them is with a gunshot. So they believe he may be shot in the head and killed. We don't know. I'm just saying. But we know that that Russia and the more likely it's going to be the Arabs that's going to attack Israel. Okay? So you think about these things and you say when he's revived, Satan is going to enter into his body and he's going to come back alive. Amen. So
yes, sir.
He's going to declare himself king of the world, and that he's going to declare himself God. Lord have mercy. What an evil thing to do, to try to declare yourself God, please. Amen. But that's what he's going to do. And the whole world. Amen. Now, think about this. Now, the reason why I had to share this, because I had something else, but when I saw that commercial the other day, I had to talk about this. I said, man, I got to talk about this. In January, the president is supposed to mandate everybody to what? Get the shot, get the vaccination.
Get the shot.
Now, I don't know if they pushed it back. They may have pushed it back. I believe they probably have. I know that they're fighting, they're debating on whether to do it now, but they want to push it now in January, just next month. One of my sons, his job told him, if he don't get the vaccination, you won't have a job. They told them just last week, they said, before 2022 comes in, you guys must have the shot. It must be in our system. If not, you don't have a job. I said, Lord have mercy. What does that sound like? Does that now sound like the mark of the beast? Is it the mark of the beast? No, we've been saying that since 2020. It is not the mark of the beast. We've been saying that since more than a year and a half now. It is not the mark of the beast. Is it a type? Yes. In other words, it is an example. It is a test to see, because first it was the mask. It was the mask mandate. And after that mask mandate, we knew something stronger was going to come. Because a mask doesn't affect you. It's not like a print on your body. We know that we are getting close. Hear me good. Because we know that ritualistically, you're going to have to put some type of mark on your body. The Bible says it's going to be on your forehead and on your
right
hand. So we know that this is not going to be a mask. This is going to be something that's going to affect your actual body, something that they're going to do. In the Bible, if I'm not mistaken, it says, let me look over here, over in Revelation, the 13th chapter, real quick. Amen. I got a little time. Amen. Amen. It says that it's going to be Revelation 13, chapter verse 16, says it's going to be in their right hand or in their foreheads, meaning that it's going to be something that's going to affect your skin, whether it's on top of it or actually implanted in it. And the fact that it says in, I'm willing to bet that it's going to affect your skin to the point to where
yes,
it's actually in your skin. Amen.
Yes,
now, you know that we've been talking about this mark. People have no issues marking their body. What are they doing? They're getting tattoos. So they have no problem with putting marks on their skin. That, man, everybody's tatted up, like the kids say, they're tatted up. Messing up their bodies is what I call it. Ruining the perfect, beautiful body that God gave them. Their beautiful skin. They're just ruining it with all that junk. I've seen folks that got tattoos all on their head, the eyelids, man, all around the mouth, the face, the cheek.
Yeah, everywhere.
You name it. They just tatted all. I'm like, what kind of junk is it? When I first saw that doctor years ago, I couldn't believe it. I saw this person walking around bald headed. They had just the whole body just tattooed. They got the arms all tattooed. They call it a sleeve. So you have to be careful, amen, because why? Satan is looking for worship. I've seen people with 66 on their body. All that stuff on their skin, on their head. I'm just like, Lord. Sometimes you look at people just have to laugh. So, boy, people want attention so bad. They're willing to go to this extreme to change up their bodies for attention. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, we are definitely in the end. Amen. As the
That's
brother
right.
said, we are in. We are in the end of the satanic rule. His time is up. Amen. So this is what we're dealing with. His time is up, doctor. But I want to share that, amen, that about the money is going to be taken up. And so we know that the Bible said, let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is a number of a man. The scripture says that. So it's not a machine. Some people say it's the computer, it's this, it's that. It's not a machine. It's not a computer. It's a man. Okay? Now,
that's right.
He's going to pause. Let me read to you what the scripture says. Revelation, the 13th chapter. All right. Amen. It says 15 and 16. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. So like Nebuchadnezzar, there's going to be an actual image. Okay? So they had this concert, and they had this image of this rapper. Well, it's the same thing. They already got these holographic or these large computerized images. So we don't know exactly what the image is going to be, amen, but the elder may be able to speak on that some more, but it's going to be some type of image that people are going to be able to see. See, there's things that we got to recognize. Right now, the world is more connected than it has been since when? Since Nimrod. See, man started out, they was all in a generalized location. Then God confounded their language, and then they begin to overspread the earth. Now man has been brought back together. How? Through computers, through the internet.
We can
all watch a live TV show, a live stream, a news feed all over the world. This has not been possible that man had access in one location. See, back then, man was all in one location. So if they did something, they all saw the Tower of Babel. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Now we'll be able to see anything that goes on in the world that's going to be great. It could be televised. We are in that time. This is how we know that we are slowly approaching. You got to take a look at things. They have a power now to show you some type of imagery where the whole world can see it. Okay.
Hologram.
Amen. A hologram. That's it. Now, guess what? And they've been talking about this hologram thing. I don't know if you've been seeing it, but now they're talking about some type of thing that they're able to do with some type of hologram. I said, Lord, to make it look more live and realistic. Not only that, they're now sucking up all the money. They want all the money gone. After a while, they're going to stop printing money. And so you're going to be able to – money's going to go out of circulation. You think it's going to take a long time for money to go out of circulation, but it's not. When they said you can't use cash and you can't use nickels and dimes and pennies anymore, man, people are going to be running to those kiosks to put money in, to transition their money to Bitcoin. It's sad.
Yeah.
The rich, what people don't understand is because the people who've already invested in Bitcoin, they're going to just become richer and richer and richer. And so, because why? People are going to be bringing money to it. And that money is just going to push that stock up even more, because now what's going to bag it is your cash. That's just sad, people. Sad what's going on. Okay?
Yes.
Now, you think about all the money. So now they have the power to do so much. That's according to Revelation, the book of Revelation. And we cannot sit back as the church of God, the people of God, and ignore these things. We have to spread the word that, hey, something is getting ready to take place. As the brother said, we're about to go in 2022, and they are not slowing down. They're telling people, you got to have this. You got to have this vaccine. It's mandatory. I'm hearing doctors and scientists say, don't take this vaccination. I actually heard one doctor say, and I'm just only quoting what she said. They said, and even this other doctor said the same thing. He was a scientist, said the same thing. He said, the people who are taking this vaccination, they predict in 2 to 3 years, these people will not be here. Now, I don't know how they come to that conclusion, but, man, that is something scary to think about, because their people are still getting the virus and still dying. So I'm like, why don't you make something mandatory if people are still dying from it? And then the second wave, you know, people are not going, companies are not willing to open back up. Excuse me. So, again, we cannot ignore, the signs, amen. The Antichrist, as the brother said, is here. We can't ignore it. Amen. He's ready to come on the scene. The trumpet is about to blow, and the church is about to go home. Amen. So we just want you to be made aware, amen, of what's going on. I'm going to hand it over to the brother, and I'm going to be back here in a minute. We're going to speak a little bit more about the false prophet, the two beasts. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The Antichrist, amen, which is he's against Satan, first beast of the Antichrist, and then you got the second beast, which is he's a false prophet. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead, doctor.
All right, brothers, boy, you on the tiptoe. You got the devil running. You got the devil knocking together, because we're revealing what's getting ready to happen. And the brothers didn't know what's getting ready to happen, and people think we got a lot of time. We don't have no time left. There's no time for me to be playing church. Ain't no time for me to be taking no collection. Ain't no time for me to be running around calling myself doing God's work and ain't telling nobody nothing what's getting ready to happen. Because like I told you before, and I tell you again, and if I was laying in my coffin, I tell you then, this is the last generation. Now, you say, well, how do you know? Well, this last generation started in 1948, May the 14th. This was the beginning of the last generation. I'm going to read your scripture in the book of St. Matthew, coming from the 24th chapter.
Amen.
The 13th verse, it says this. This is Jesus Christ. This is the Son of God. This is the Elohim. This is Yahshua. This is the Alpha and Omega. This is the beginning and the end. This is God in man speaking to man for God to let the world know. He says, now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that the summer is nigh. Now,
amen.
A lot of people say, well, what is the fig tree? Well, the fig tree represents Israel. Listen to me now.
Okay.
The fig tree represents Israel. And Israel had been in captivity for like 2,600 years. They were scattered all over the face of the earth.
That's right.
The Jews were almost annihilated, and they lost their recognition as being a nation. And in 1948, they reclaimed their nationality. They were born in one day. They became a nation. That was the beginning of the last generation, 1948. I was born in 1944. I was 4 years old when the nation of Israel became a nation. And from 1948 until what? Until one generation would have passed away, which now a generation is 70 to 80 years. If you live 70 years, you practically live a complete full generation, because a full generation is 80 years. If you take 80 years and add it on to 1948, you get exactly 2028 puts you in the period of the time of what? The tribulation period. So actually, by 2028, the world will be in the tribulation period, because right now we see the foreview of us entering into the tribulation because of the currency, because of the change of the government, because of the condition that the church is in, because there's two kinds of churches on the planet. There's a false church. Now, get me right. The false church denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The true church accepts the burial, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they believe that he died and rose again. And they believe it, they accept it, they receive it, they have died for it. And when you come in contact with the true Christ, the true living Christ, the one that had no beginning and the one that have no end, then there's a change in your life. Those are called born-again believers. Because we got a lot of believers that have not been born again that's trying to claim Christ. You got a false Christ. You got an anti-Christ. And so now this generation is the only generation that we have arrived. We have arrived. We're standing at the doorway of what? The false Christ. The false Christ will come. The false Christ, by me studying, reading, and God revealing to me, I want to let the world know. I want to let anybody that want to know that Antichrist is now on the earth. He's on the earth. He was born. He was born. Good God Almighty. I know what I'm talking about. He was born in 1968. 1968, he was born. Nobody didn't know nothing about it because it's done behind closed doors. But the Antichrist is now, this year, 2022, will be 54 years old. He is a king. He rules Spain. His name is King Felipe. A lot of people scared to look it up. A lot of people scared to recognize that this man is waiting. He's looking. He's hoping pretty soon he can come on the arrival of being what? The Antichrist, which he is the Antichrist. And the world is saying now, we need a leader. We need a leader. We don't have leaders on top of leaders. We don't have president, kings, princes, and nobody is able to what? Bring this world together under a false pretense. And the Jews are looking for him. The Jews are preparing a temple for him. They don't recognize it, but they're going to prepare, they're going to build a new temple in Jerusalem, and it will be the third temple with God Almighty. And now the Jews are preparing to do what? They're preparing to get the priests ready, the two heifers ready. They're planning to find the spot in which it's going to be built. They're looking for the Ark of the Covenant because they want to reestablish Judaism. And the only man that's going to verify this and sign a peace treaty with the Jewish people will be the Antichrist. The Antichrist already has been around the world. He has visited different places. He has met presidents. He has been in, he's been here in America. My God, and folks are looking at the same thing, and they don't even recognize it, because right now, the only time the Antichrist can come is when the Jews get ready to rebuild the temple. Because when they get ready to rebuild the temple, that is telling you right now, this is the last generation. And Jesus Christ said this. Listen to what he said. He said, he said, likewise, when ye see these things, all these things, know that it is near, even at your door. 34th verse. Verily I say unto you, this generation Who was he talking about? He was talking about this generation, the generation
Amen.
In which come a nation, because God is going to restore the Jewish people back into the land, and he can't restore the people back into the land until they come back into the land. And they start coming back into the land in 1948, and from 1948 until this present day, Jews from around the world are headed for Jerusalem, because they know, which the church don't even pay no attention to. The Jews know that their Messiah is coming, although it's a false Messiah. They know that one is coming, and they're going to receive him as being the true Christ when he will be the false Christ. And the world, the church, is blinded. They don't understand that when Jesus Christ comes, he's not coming from the east. He's not coming from the west. He's not coming from the north. He's not coming from the south. He's coming from heaven. And heaven is a place where Christ will descend from heaven. And when he descends from heaven, it will be a time of trouble everywhere. We've got trouble
Amen.
Everywhere. There's no place on this planet that you cannot find some kind of catastrophe, some kind of killing, some kind of murder. You can find trouble in the church. You can find trouble on the street corner. You can find trouble in big cities, small cities. You can find trouble in the alleys. You can find troubles in the hospital. You can find trouble in the prison. You can find trouble in the house of prostitution, and you can find trouble just walking down the street. Why? Because the earth is filled with wickedness everywhere. And the only way you can escape this wickedness is through what? The blood of Jesus Christ. You can't
Amen.
Escape it. The only way you can get out of this, the only way you can have hope, the only way you can have peace, the only way you can have joy is through Jesus Christ and nobody else. And I don't care what kind of preacher come on the scene and try to motivate your spirit. I don't care if it's TV Jakes. I don't care if it's any kind of false prophet. For a preacher that's not preaching the return of Jesus Christ and the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and living a holy life, sanctified, looking for the blessed hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's not preaching nothing. If he's preaching prosperity and if he's preaching popularity, it's not the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because I want to let you know right now, I want to let everybody know there is a hell. There is a hell. The shun and the heaven to gain. And if you leave this planet without knowing who Jesus Christ is, you are going, I said it before, you're going to bust hell wide open. And a lot of people say, oh, you hard. No, I'm not hard. Jesus Christ spoke on hell 70 times in the New Testament. 162 times for the Old Testament and the New Testament together, 162 times hell was mentioned. It's a location. It's a place. It's a place of damnation. It's a place of torment. It's a place of regret. It's a place where nobody wants to go, but those that receive Jesus Christ can escape hell, because you can't escape hell but through Jesus Christ. Works ain't going to save you from hell. Your good looks ain't going to save you from hell. All your popularity ain't going to save you from your hell. Your partying and your drinking and your dope taking and all your homosexuality is not going to save you from hell. You're going to bust hell wide open. Why? Because you refuse to receive the blessed gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the book of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Your church going
Amen.
Is all right. The church going can't save you. Your name of your denomination is all right, but it can't save you. Oh, your mama can't save you. Your daddy can't save you. You can't catch a hold of your mama and your daddy's coattail and think you can get to heaven. No, you've got to come to the cross. You've got to come to the cross. There's no other way. You've got to repent of your sins. So this generation that we're living in is the generation of all generations. There's never been a generation like this. 7.1 billion people on the earth. 7.1 billion people on the earth. And majority of the population of the earth is on their way to hell, and a lot of people think it ain't true, but it's true. Not because God's going to put you in hell. Why do you think he came down here and died for us? He didn't have to come. Oh, no, he could have let the world go on and gone back into eternity and forget about the whole thing. But he said, my, I love my creation. I love the family of the living God. I love the black man, the white man, the yellow man, the ugly man, the pretty man. I love my creation, and I want them to walk in my image and after my likeness. And the world is saying, no, I don't want it. And the world is saying, I don't want it. Satan is saying, don't never mind the gospel. He said, I'm going to get this world together. And you see what Satan has done for the last 6,000 years. Look what he's done. He ain't done nothing but cause destruction in the land. He ain't did nothing but kill, rob, and murder. He ain't doing nothing but destroying people's lives and ruining families. He's doing everything against God, and God is saying, I know he got the people, and the only way they can be set free, they got to come to me. And the world is in such shape it is now because people won't come to Christ. They won't come. But yet and still, the Bible tells us to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Because if the one soul comes in, if just one soul comes in, heaven rejoice over one soul, then the
that's
99.
Right.
And that's what we are trying to do. We are trying
Amen.
To tell the world, because we're not going here in a church where the preacher's on fire, preaching from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible tells me that every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God should be taken notice. And people are not, the preachers are not taking notice of Revelation. Woo! They're going into what? They're going into
right.
prosperity. They're telling folks, don't worry, God ain't going to let you go. No. What God wants to do, he wants to live inside of you through his
That's
son,
right.
Jesus Christ. Christ wants to live inside of you. And if you reject from him, from living inside of you and forgiving you of your sin and washing you and making you holy, guess what? You got to pay for your own sin. And when you pay for your own sin, the only way you can pay for it is in hell. And that is a awful place. It is a mind-binding, bending, back-breaking place. I wish nobody would go to hell. But all my wishing and all what God has done for mankind to save his soul, man still says, I want to live on my own. And that's what the world is doing. So all this that we see, all the crypt and buy coins and the gold and the money exchanging, all the banks are locking up because there's going to be one world bank. There's going to be one world government, one world church. There's going to come one world under the influence and the power of Satan that he had, because what he done in Babylon in the 11th chapter, he brought the whole world together under his own power. And now, as the brother said, the devil's going to bring the whole world under one power, under the modern technology. The modern technology is going to be able to go into your bank account and draw your money out your bank. Your bank account is not in nobody's safety, because the government can take every red cent out of your bank, just like they did in 1929. 1929, the stock market fell, and I believe in 2029, it's going to happen again. And not only that, they tell me an invasion of demonic demons and devils will invade the earth. Come on, y'all, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying there's going to be an invasion of demons, demigods, all kinds of ancient spirits that existed since the fall of Satan from heaven, and now he's going to gather them up at the end of this period of 2029. And they tell me it's going to be hell on earth without fire.
Come on.
Fire is going to come. Fire is going to burn up the wicked. the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. I'm telling you the truth. Man, let me tell you something. You can go to church all you want, but if the preacher is not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God loves you so much, and he's not telling you the Holy Ghost is real encounter with Jesus Christ. When you receive the Holy Ghost, let me tell you what you got. You got the love of God in you. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got the love of God in you. If you say you got the Holy Ghost and you don't love nobody and you got certain people to love, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing. You can't back. If you can't back your salvation up with the love of God in your heart and loving everybody and treating everybody, although they mistreat you, you ain't got nothing. The Bible says if you say you love God and hate your brother, you are a stone liar. And the truth is not in you. But what we stand for is the truth. This is a war that's going to end all wars because there's a war coming. There's war coming. Russia, China, Afghanistan, we got Iraq, we got Iran, Israel is on alert right now. They're on alert right now about Iran because Iran won't stop making the atomic bomb. Amen. And Israel already said, if America don't back us up, we're going to go on and do something before these people get hold of the A-bomb or the atomic bomb or neutron bomb. Because the Gentile nations are trying to get rid of God. And let me tell you, you better leave them alone because God said, these are my jewels. These are apple of my eye. These are the people that's going to bring us in home through the tribulation period. These are the people that's going to preach the gospel, 144,000. These are the people Moses and Elijah are going to preach the gospel. These are the people that's going to go into the millennium reign. God Almighty, woo, they're going to become the head of the nation. And they tell me when Christ comes, he's going to come in power and great glory. But before this, I'm going to turn it over to the brother. But before the Antichrist comes, before he's revealed to the world, because he's going to be revealed to the world. He ain't revealed to the world now. But when he comes, he will be revealed to the world until after the blessed hope of the rapture of the church, the body of the living God, the body of Christ, the body that God has sanctified every born-again believer with his blood are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. And I'm saying right now, I ain't going to predict it. I ain't predicting when he's going to come or what year he's going to come. But let me tell you, 2022 looks very prominent. Because 2022 will put you in the rapture of the church. Because after the rapture of the church, if it happened, most likely, oh, my God, listen to what I'm saying. I know I sound crazy, but let me tell you, I'll tell you one thing. The feast of the Lord's days, the Lord's feast in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the feast of the Lord's days is named what? Feast of Passover, unleavened bread, the first fruit. The first fruit, and then we got Pentecost. That's four that's already been fulfilled. And God is a timing God. God don't make no mistake. God said, I'm an on-time God. And there's only three left. And the three left is the Feast of the Trumpet, the Feast of Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacle. The next one on the list is the Feast of the Trumpet, which represents the rapture. And it happens in September. It's the time of harvest. That's when the church is going to be harvested from the earth and meet the Lord in the air. And then the Feast of Yom Kippur represents the return of Jesus Christ where he stands on the top of the Mount of Olives. And then Feast of Tabernacles represents the final blow in the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying, preacher, I'm saying this. Time is short, so short, I can't even explain all of it to you. But what I'm saying, that we are in that generation, because when you close or when I get ready to close, all the killing and murder and whoremongering and prostitution and drugs and families are shooting each other and folks are dying on the coronavirus. 8 million people done died, and it ain't all coronavirus. You know what it is? It's all where people, amen, are living so wicked. They're living wicked. They're living in unbelief. They're living like God don't exist. And God, if anybody brought this year coronavirus, God can bring plague, and he can take plague. And America needs to wake up. Church folks need to wake up. Young folks need to wake up. You can have all your good times and all your parties, but you better wake up, because if you miss the rapture, if you miss the rapture, guess what? You're going to have to go through hell and high waters to come over the victory of this Antichrist, because he ain't going to care nothing about you. And that's where the coronavirus is going to say, now you receive a mark on your hand or on your forehead to represent that you are worshiping the devil. We got witchcraft. We got voodoo, hoodoo. We got all kinds of demonic demons that's doing all kinds of tricks and telling folks the black cat and walking under the ladder and throwing salt over your shoulder and doing all this witchcraft. And they believe in that before they believe on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and believe they can go to heaven in that kind of mess. The Bible says, yourself from all iniquity through the blood of Jesus Christ. And what I'm saying, this is, and if anybody asks you who told you, tell them Brother George Bazard told you this is the last generation before Christ comes. This is it. I-T it. Don't try to question the word of God. Repent. Because when the Antichrist comes, he's going to come and do what? He's going to say this, and I'm going to give it to the brother. He's going to say, I am Jesus Christ, and the world is going to do what? They're going to fall in love with this guy. They're going to fall in love with this false Christ.
That's right.
You're talking about love. They're going to love him so much, they're going to believe that he is actually God himself, Jesus Christ. And they are going to listen to him. And he's going to speak with eloquent words. He's going to have so much power that if you really don't understand the book of Revelation during the tribulation period, you won't survive. You will not survive and not knowing what the book of Revelation says. And that's why the Bible says, blessed is the man that readeth this book. So that means anybody read it. It just ain't for it, just for certain persons. It's for the churches.
That's right.
The churches have the first priority. And the churches are not doing it. They're playing hanky-panky. They think God is somebody on the wrong trip and forgot about what he wrote to the seven churches of Asia Minor. And we're living in the last church age, Laodicea. Brother, take it away.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Amen. Got a few minutes left for me. Amen. But I want to share this with you. Amen. Salvation is free. Amen. The only way that you're going to escape what's coming. Amen. And like the brother said, the church is not warning people. The pastors are not talking about. The evangelists are not talking about. Amen. The king is coming. Christ is near. Amen. He's on his way back. We have to warn the church. Amen. You do not want to go through the great tribulation. Amen.
No.
You got people out there that's preaching that the church is going to go through the great tribulation. We've showed you time and time again through scriptures and in the Bible that the church will not go through the great tribulation. Amen. The only way that you're going to be able to escape is through salvation. Amen. And we talked this before. Amen. That's Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. Amen. If you want to know, amen, if you're not for certain, if you're saved or not, if you want to know how that you're saved, you can check your heart, amen, do a self-check, amen. And as Paul said in Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that's it. Salvation is yours right now, today. Amen. You can receive salvation just that simple. Amen. It ain't no running no marathon, ain't climbing no mountain, ain't swimming the longest sea. Amen. It's none of this stuff that people have been teaching and talking about for years. That is not salvation. That is not of God. Salvation was taken care of on the cross 2,000 years ago. Amen. Amen. We are about to end this 6,000-year satanic Luciferian reign. Amen. We are in the next 2,000 years. We are approaching and awaiting for who? For Christ to return.
Christ.
Amen. Some people are trying to calculate the number of the man, what it means. They've tried it with charts. They tried it with computers and calculators. Amen. Let me tell you right now, the church needs not to worry about the mark of the beast. Why? Because we won't even be here. Amen.
That's
the
right.
Church will be removed 3.5 years before the Antichrist implements the mark of the beast on this planet.
Yeah.
Amen. They got mass grave sites all over the planet. They are prepared for this. Amen. They are not telling you about it. You can go and look it up online. Amen. The brother said they got guillotines. They're waiting. If you refuse the mark of the beast, you will be beheaded. Amen.
Come on, remember.
And you'd rather be beheaded and receive Christ, amen, than to receive the mark of the beast. Because if you receive the mark of the beast, amen, you will, no doubt, no ifs, ands, and buts, you will be cast into the lake of fire. Not hell, the lake of fire. Amen.
Yeah.
Hell and the lake of fire, two different places. People think hell's a lake. No. The lake of fire and hell are two different places.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
If you receive the mark of the beast, because remember, in order for you to buy or sell, for you to buy food, buy gas, amen, pay your rent, go to work, buy bread, whatever it is that you will go have fun, amen, you're going to have to receive that mark. And I've already shared with you earlier how they are taking up money through these kiosks, through these Bitcoin ATMs. There are people now flocking to them. Amen. I didn't even know we got them in our city. I'm like, man, I never knew this stuff was going on. And people are already flocking to them. People, everybody wants Bitcoin. They're selling Bitcoin everywhere. Amen. I got a notification this morning from a family member talking about investing this Bitcoin. This is the next big Bitcoin. I had another friend that sent me some for Bitcoin. People are getting into this thing. Why? Amen. People want security for the money. I work at the bank. People are cashing in. They're wire transferring tens of thousands of dollars, buying Bitcoin, buying into it. People are getting rid of their money. People are afraid. They're afraid of the banks. They're about to, talking about the banks are closing down. I had a friend that told me that now the banks are beginning to join in buying Bitcoin. He showed this one about a month ago. He said, man, the banks are now buying up Bitcoin. Amen. Well, I said, well, brother, that's because the banks are really going broke. They're out of money. You see, the government's up here just printing money that they don't have. Amen. This country is trillions of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother, the only way that you're going to escape the horror that's about to come on this planet, as the brother was saying, Lord have mercy. And it's sad that nobody's teaching are preaching about the book of Revelation, and this is happening right before our eyes.
Right.
Amen. The church is just walking blind and have no clue. Nobody's waking them up. Nobody's sharing them. People are afraid to share it. People feel ashamed. Amen. They feel like it's not the time. Amen. Well, brother, when is the time? Amen. Because I see some things that are happening. Amen. Right before our eyes, that I believe we need to be speaking about this right now, not later. Amen. Because why? The darkest hour in the history of mankind is swiftly approaching. Not slowly.
Yes, it is.
Swiftly.
Yes, it is.
Swiftly approaching. Why? Because it's just like my dad told us, amen, 30, 40-something years ago when we were kids. He said, in that 21st century, after we cross 2000, the year 2000, we will be 2,000 years from the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. And we can no longer ignore that. that Christ is what? Soon to return to the earth. Amen. We're not trying to predict and say we know when Christ is coming back. We're simply telling you what Christ told John. He said to warn the churches, go and tell my children, the saints, to tell other people, the lost, tell the people in the church to get ready because I'm coming back and I got my reward with me when I return. Because that 7 years that we are not going to be here on the earth, we're going to be being judged. We're going to receive our rewards. We're going to be at the famous getting rewarded for our works in this life. Amen. For the scripture says over in Romans, the 8th chapter, amen, 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Which, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I tell you right now, you should not want nothing more than what God has for you. Amen. God has nothing but blessings for you. He loves us. Amen. And as the scripture says, remember, as the children of God, you're only going to be rewarded on what you do for Christ your last. What are your rewards? Amen. Gold, silver,
praise. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Or if he can't reward you on your work, he says it's going to be wood, hay
or
stubble. That's it.
Yeah,
amen. That's it, doctor. Amen.
That's
he
it.
Said what? He said it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Amen.
No,
watch what it says. It says, if any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Yeah.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Amen. That means that God can't reward you for your sin. Amen. He himself shall be what? Saved. This is how we know that you are saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. See, yes, so as by fire. You're sealed. Once you have salvation, you don't have to worry about the loss of your soul. But can you lose rewards? Yes, you can lose rewards, but you can't lose your soul. Amen, because your soul now belongs to Christ. He didn't die on the cross to lose you to Lucifer. Who is the devil? Who is Lucifer? Amen, compared to our Lord and Savior. You better speak and you better know who you are. I'm a king's kid. And the devil is mad as hell. Why? Because he can't have my soul. Amen. He's mad and upset. Amen. Because I'm preaching the gospel, saving souls. Hey, leading captivity captive. Amen. We are freeing souls from the bondage of sin. And there ain't nothing that the devil can do. Him, his imps, fallen angels, demons, ain't nothing they can do. Amen. Because we are preaching salvation and we are teaching the truth. We want you to be delivered. We want you to be saved. We want you to receive eternal salvation. We definitely want you to be free and to be caught up, be raptured up into heaven at the sound of that trumpet, like Paul said. So when the horns blow, amen, the Bible says that the dead and Christ shall rise. Do you know what that means?
Come on.
When it says that the dead and Christ shall rise, amen, amen. This is what this means. Amen. That all the saints, all that have chosen to believe in God, to give their life to God, to believe in Christ, believe that God that he had died for our sins and God had raised them from the dead. Amen.
Yeah.
What that means is that when that horn blow, whether you be alive or whether you be passed on, amen, you're going to be caught up in the earth.
Caught up.
To meet with Christ. You're going to get a brand new glorified body. If you got gray hair, you won't have gray hair no more. If you're bald-headed, more likely you're going to have hair again. Amen. If you didn't got out of shape, if you got some type of disease, amen, if you didn't lost a limb, amen, you didn't lost the eye, amen, he's going to restore everything back to you.
Yes,
if you got high blood pressure, you won't have to worry about high blood pressure no more. If you got diabetes, you won't have to worry about diabetes no more.
Amen.
If you got some type of terminal illness, you won't have to worry about that no more. If you wear glasses like I do, amen, you'll be able to use your own eyesight because why? He's going to restore you. Paul said in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he's going to give you a brand new body. Amen. It don't matter if you got stretch marks. It don't matter if you got blemishes. all that's going to be removed. Amen. You're going to get a brand new body, and you're going to look better than what you have at any point in your life. You're not going to believe it. You're going to be like, he loved me that much that he's going to do that for me. The greatest reward to receive is eternal life. Man is striving every day to make some type of medicine that people live longer and look younger. You don't even have to do all that. All you got to do is believe in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to give you the greatest gift, which is immortality.
Immortality.
You'll never die. Woo, that's deep, doctor. You'll never die.
Never
You'll
die.
You'll never have to worry about death. Amen. We serve a great and awesome God. Amen, brother. I want to share that with you. Amen. Amen. Before I got off, I want to share that. Amen. Because why? Amen. The king is coming. And the church, amen, we have a responsibility, as the Bible says, the angels of the church, we have a responsibility to share with the church, to share with the church salvation, to share with the church that we are now free forevermore.
Amen.
Amen, doctor.
Amen,
doctor.
Woo! This is the hour. This is the hour. This is a sensitive hour. This is a crucial hour. This is more important than being in ICCU or any other emergency hospital. Why? Because we are in a critical time. The civilization and the human family is in a critical, and they need a
good
blood transfusion. They need a transfusion. Many
That's
people
right,
are They're sick. Sin is eating them up. Sin is numbing their souls. Sin is causing them not to believe that God loved them so much that he came all the way down from what? Glory. Come all the way down from heaven. He didn't have to, but he said, no, I can't let my family perish. And Satan said, I'm going to get every one of them. I'm going to get all I can. And the Lord said, I ain't worried about that, because I'm going to send a emancipator. I'm going to send a redeemer. I'm going to send somebody, amen, that can take sin and cleanse it, amen, and save souls. Man, don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing. Well, because the Bible is real. The Bible is authentic. The Bible is right, and it's forever. It will never perish. It will never dwindle away. You can't drown it. You can't burn it. You can't do nothing with it but accept it and let the Lord know, amen, I believe what you've done. I accept what you've done, and I'm going to repent of my sin. I'm going to believe on the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because he did so much. He did everything. Christ can't do no more than what he have already done. I thank the brother for being with me. I thank the Lord for letting me go on and continue on with this year's lesson and teaching that I'm teaching right now. Let you know we're still in that generation in which, amen, Christ will return to planet Earth. And when he comes back to planet Earth, he will renew the human family through the millennium reign. The millennium reign represents the last 1,000 years that man will be on earth. Amen. And God is going to renew it. He's going to change everything. He's going to bind Satan in the bottomless pit and all his demons and all his cohorts and all his imps. He's going to bind them for 1,000 years. And he's going to repurpose the earth with the population that came through the tribulation, and they are going to have children, and all the animal world is going to be tamed. Woo! All the weather, bad weather, and tornadoes and volcanoes and prisons will be done away with. Police will be done away with. Woo! All the sane asylums will be eliminated. Everything that's not like God Almighty will be terminated. And that means that we will have a peaceful kingdom in which Christ will rule and reign with the church. With the church. With the church. The church of the living God. God's church. God is one putting this together. God is the one that can redeem men. God is the one that died on Calvary's cross through his son, Jesus Christ. It was God all by himself that made this plan, and he's going to follow through with it. And the devil don't like it, but the devil can't do nothing about it because his time is up. His time is up. He done had 6,000 years on this planet, and you see what he has done in the past and what he's doing now and what he's going to try to do in the future. He's going to try to deceive the whole world. And majority of the people of this planet will accept this game that he's playing. His main game is to damn your soul. His main is make sure you get to hell with him. Make sure he takes you to hell. And he knows the only way that he can take you to hell. Only way Satan knows that he can take you to hell is that you reject. You reject the sacrificial death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you reject the plan that God laid down for you, you will have to go to hell with Lucifer, Beelzebub, the red dragon, the old serpent, the devil. You will have to spend eternity with him forever, forever, and forever. There will be gnashing and gashing and crying and hollering and whooping and in hell. For God says, it's not my fault that you rejected me. I gave you a wide opportunity. I gave you the opportunity of your life, and you spit at me. You rejected me. You rebelled against me. You thought you could do it all by yourself. But my friends, we're living in a time where 2022 will be horrific. There will be war. There will be killings. There will be earthquakes. There will be pestilence. There will be diseases. There will be all kinds of events happening around the world 24/7, 365 days a year. It's coming up. It's coming up, and it's time for the church. Time for the preachers. It's time for the choir members and the doorkeepers and the deacons. It's time for us to quit fooling around and tell the world that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is getting ready to return to this old beaten up planet. And the devil has beaten it up. He has tried to destroy the whole human race. But every time he tried to do something to defeat God, he failed. He done failed for the last 6,000 years, and he's going to fail during the tribulation period, because the only ones he's going to get to go to hell with him is those that reject Jesus Christ. That's the only ones he's going to get. He don't get those that accept Christ. So where are you at? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you repented of your sins? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Do you hate sin? Do you hate what you're doing? Do anything that you're doing, is it helping you any? No, only thing you're getting is a little pleasure. And after the pleasure's gone, you ain't got nothing. So why not accept Christ and receive eternal life? So when you get ready to die, whether it be of corona, whether it be of any other disease, that if you will die with any disease, and if you know Jesus Christ, you will immediately, amen, enter to the kingdom of God. Why? Because you have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You have given your life to Jesus Christ. And the devil says, I don't like the cross. I hate the cross. I wish I could get rid of the cross. And that's what people are trying to do. That's what church folks are trying to do. That's what the world is saying, like, I'm successful. I don't want the cross. I don't need the cross. Woo! You're the biggest fool in the world. You're the fool of the fool. Because I tell you one thing, and I'll say it over and again. You do not want to go to a place of the lake of fire. You don't want to go there. The devil don't want to go there. But he knows that's his destiny. He knows there is no other way or no other escape for him to escape hell but go to hell. And he will go. And he will take only those that worship him. During that tribulation period, the whole world will wander after the beast. 13th chapter of Revelation. Because when he is assassinated under the influence of his demons, and they kill the Antichrist, they kill this human being. I could say they killed King Philippe because that's his name. He's the king of Rome. Not Rome, but he's king of Spain. Comes from Spain. He comes from the royal lineage of David. Coming on down to the time when Israel was scattered all over the face of the earth and they intermingled and married into the Spanish race, into other races. And now he considered as the king of Jerusalem. And by him considered the king of Jerusalem, Israel, the Jewish people will accept him with open arms. And the world will accept him with open arms. Because all the superhuman TV programs that's coming on, Flash, Black Panther, and all that, this man will make them look like Mickey Mouse. Because he's going to have the earth for 7 years. He will dazzle every human being that believe in him. And when it comes down to the point, those that refuse to worship him, he's got a executing machine called the guillotine. The FEMA camps are opening up. They got plastic coffins in the United States. They got guillotines in the United States. They got all the train cars and fetters to put you in prison if you refuse to mark, because America is going to accept this man, I believe, more than any other country on the face of the earth, because America is so gullible after false religions and all kind of new techniques, secret societies and the Illuminati. All these are American people are gullible, and they'll believe that crap before they believe the word of the living God. They reject the word of the living God and holy, righteous, sanctified living. Sanctified means to be set apart from sin. That's what sanctified means. Sanctified means a cleansing, a pure cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what sanctified means. Sanctified means that you are filled with the love of God and you love people. You love people's souls and you don't want to see nobody go to hell. Sanctification only can come by Christ. And the world says, I don't want to be sanctified. I don't want to be set apart from sin. I don't want to be set apart from adultery and homosexuality and lesbianism and incest. I don't want to be separated. I want to go and do that. And anything else I want to do, I want to be an alcoholic. I want to be a drug addict. I want to be a prostitute. I want to take little young girls and prostitute them. People just love that kind of mess. And guess what? The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is eternal life. This is the generation that Jesus Christ is going to come in. This generation ends in 2030. It's the last 80 years from the time of Israel becoming a nation to the time of 2030. The world is headed for judgment. The church is headed for judgment. The church is going to be judged at the rapture for works, your works. your lifestyle, you're going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. And if your works are righteous, it's gold, silver, and brass. If it's flesh, it's going to be wood, hay, and stubble. There'll be a lot of people at the judgment seat of Christ, Bema seat, that will be crying and weeping with tears because they won't receive a reward because they live too loose. They live in the flesh. They're saved people. They're saved. They're still carnal-minded. Carnal-minded Christian is a person that believes in Christ but living in the flesh. Can you do that? Yes, it can happen. It can happen. Backsliding. A hypocrite is somebody that pretends that they say but have never expressed or repented of their sins. They're hypocrites. And the Bible said there's no hope to a hypocrite. A hypocrite thinks he's right and thinks he can do what he want to do and try to live for God and live for himself. You can't do it. The Spirit of God is too powerful to let you live like that. And the world is saying, ha, ha, ha. Y'all been talking about this for 2,000 years. I've been talking about it for the last 57 years. I've been preaching the birth, death, and the resurrection and the second coming of Jesus Christ and the rapture and the 144,000. I've been talking about the two witnesses. I've been talking about the trumpets of God, the four horses of apocalypse. I've been talking about, woo, the book of Revelation. That's what I've been talking for the last 57 years. And now we're looking right straight down the shotgun barrel of what I've been talking about and trying to tell people, trying to warn people, man, your time is running out. Your time is running out. The sun is going down. And some folks are going way down. Why go down when you can go up? Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We're living in a time where war will break out pretty soon. The war in the Middle East. The nations of the world wants the Jews to be wiped off the face of the earth. You hear what I said? The Gentile nations are mustering up armaments and tanks and planes. And they want the Jews off of the face of the earth. And the Jews have been persecuted ever since. Ever since they became a nation, from Egypt to the Syrian Empire, to the Babylonian Empire, to the Median Persian Empire, to the Greece Empire, and the Roman Empire. And now they're getting ready to be persecuted again by the one world, new world order government. And that is under the influence of the devil because he knows his last run almost over. He's making his last effort to control the world and to dethrone God and make himself God when he have no right to even think about overthrowing the God of heaven. Because he's going to fail every time he tries. And the last episode or the last time where he will try will be during the tribulation period. When the trumpets of God sound and the church is removed from the planet, Satan will take over. The Antichrist will come. And he will speak sweet words. And the world will say, this is what we want. And he will rule. And he will persecute the saints of God. And the church won't be here. But the gospel still must be preached. And since the church will be gone to glory, God said, I'm going to send me some evangelists. I'm going to send me 144,000 Jews. In the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter. I'm going to what? I'm going to send 144,000 Jews, and I'm going to send 12,000 for each tribe. and each tribe will produce 12,000. 12,000 out of the tribe of Judah. Listen to me. 12,000 out of the tribe of Reuben. 12,000 out of the tribe of Gad. 12,000 out of the tribe of Asher. 12,000 out of the tribe of Nephilim. 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh. 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon. 12,000 from the tribe of Levi. 12,000 out of the tribe of Issachar. 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun. 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph. 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin. These 12 tribes, God got already in line after the rapture of the church. All the born-again believers, there won't be no witnesses on earth until the 144,000 Jews are sealed with the seal of God, and they are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. What is the gospel of the kingdom? The gospel of the kingdom is Jesus Christ is coming back again to set up and establish the millennial kingdom. What is the gospel of grace? The gospel of grace was during the church age. The church age, the gospel of grace is almost over. The gospel of grace will be over at the rapture, and grace will still be on this earth because God is going to give the 144,000 to preach the gospel for 3.5 years. You hear what I said? 3.5 years the Jewish nation are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And they're going to tell the world that their Messiah is coming back to set up the millennial kingdom. They're going to do it January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, for 3.5 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks in a year. They are going to comb the gospel of the kingdom around the world because the world is going to hear it through the new technology and the state-of-the-art communication, iPhone, and all kinds of computers. They are going to witness the gospel of the kingdom. And when they get through preaching the gospel of the kingdom, the first part of the tribulation period will be a what? A worldwide revival. God is going to revive a lot of people through salvation during the tribulation period. How do I know that? I know that by Revelation, the 7th chapter, the 9th verse. The 9th verse after the 144,000 get through preaching. He says, after this I beheld, lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hand. These are the tribulation saints that receive Christ after the rapture of the body of Christ. So the 144,000 will be what? Prosperous in winning souls to Christ by preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The 10th verse says, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and into the Lamb. And all the angels stood around and about the throne and about the elders, and the four beasts fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. These are the tribulation saints. These are the ones that heard the gospel after the church has been excommunicated. These are the people that heard the gospel under the power and the preaching of the 144,000, which will be televised NBC, ABC, Fox TV, every TV station worldwide. Did you hear what I said? Worldwide. The Bible says that Jesus said that the end shall not come. The end shall not come. The end shall not come until the gospel is preached to all the world. And so during the tribulation period, the gospel will be preached by the Jewish people around the world. The first part of the tribulation period, amen, will be a semi-peace, but it still will be judgment falling upon the planet. And they what? That came through the tribulation period, they worship God. They praise God. They honor God. They embrace God. They love God. And they're worshiping God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever and ever. Amen. And the 13th verse, and one of the elders said, that one of the 24 elders, the 24 elders of the 12 tribe of Israel and the 12 apostles. And one of the elders saying, unto me, what are these are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have their what? Have washed their robes and made them white. Good God Almighty. Made their robes white. In what? The blood of the Lamb. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Not church membership. Not the color of your skin. Not your works. But by the blood of the Lamb. They were washed in the blood of the Lamb. They received Christ during the tribulation period under the preaching and the power of the 144,000, and they were washed in the blood of the Lamb by the faith that they have in Jesus Christ. Therefore, they before the throne of God and served him day and night in his temple, and he sitteth on the throne, shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. This is the first part of the tribulation period. This is where the 144,000 receive salvation. Now they got to go through the last part of the 3 1/2 years. Because you know 3 1/2 and 3 1/2 equals 7 years. This concludes a 7-year tribulation. But in the middle of the tribulation period, there's going to be a great phony type satanic resurrection, which will occur in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Listen to what it says in the 12th chapter of Revelation. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angel and prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth what? The whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, in this here 12th verse or 12th chapter, it gives you a picture of a galactical divine war that's going to occur in the heavens in the middle of the tribulation period. Satan is on his last leg. He is now the prince power of the air. He now rules in first and second heaven, which are aliens or demons or demigods of cohorts or wicked spirits of ancient days that fell from heaven. Before they fell, they were holy angels. Now they're wicked angels. And then you got the watchers, where the sons of God had intercourse with the human race and they produced demons. And so you got an influx of wicked spirits that's in ancient time that exists in the first and second heaven now. Now. Well, you say, well, where you get that at? I got that in Ephesians. If you go to your Bibles in the book of Ephesians, it says this. The 6th chapter, the 12th verse. The 6th chapter of the 12th verse of the book of Ephesians, it says, therefore, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places. This is the spiritual realm of Satan now in what? First and second heaven. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, we see where Satan is cast out of first and second heaven. The red dragon, the old serpent, the devil, Satan, which deceived the whole world, and they are cast into the earth. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is these UFOs and flying, they call them aliens, but really they're demons. These flying deities will be cast to the earth. The devil is coming down here. Why? Because he's already had forecasting. He's been cast from heaven to earth, from heaven to earth. He's been cast into second heaven. Then he's going to be cast to the bottomless pit. Then he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. So he's going down, down, down. And now he's getting ready to be cast out of first and second heaven in the middle of the tribulation period. And in the middle of that tribulation period, he will be foot bound on earth. He will have all his demons here on earth. The Spirit of God will still be here. The gospel will be preached by the Jews. People will be getting saved. People will be receiving the mark of the beast. But the gospel will be preached no matter what. What's going to happen in the middle of that tribulation period? Okay, let's go to the 13th chapter of Revelation. And we will read in the 13th chapter. And I stood up on the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea of humanity. He comes up out the sea of humanity, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And up on his horns, 10 crowns. And up on his head, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard. He would be swift. And his feet were like a bear. He would be ferocious. And his mouth would be like a lion. He would have authority. And the dragon, the devil, gave him his power. What? The Antichrist becomes the beast. He don't come the beast until after what? Let's see what happened. He don't come the beast until after this. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. What happened right here? Well, what happened right here? It will happen in the middle of the tribulation. There will be an assassination. There will be a setup of assassination of conspiracy to actually kill this Antichrist, a human being, would actually shoot him in the head. Shoot him in the head. And kill him after he is laid in the morgue for 3 days, the absolute time that Jesus Christ laid in the grave. Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was led to the slaughter like a dumb lamb. But this year, one, he was shot in the head, and they killed him, and his wound was healed. Well, what happened? His wound was healed because in the 12th chapter of Revelation, Lucifer was cast down to the earth, and he reincarnated himself in the Antichrist. He took possession of his body and rose from the dead. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? In the middle of the tribulation, it will be the greatest phony resurrection to try to typify the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the world will follow after the beast, after the dragon, that gave him power to be resurrected from the dead. And the Bible said, and the whole world will wonder after the beast. They're going to chase the devil down. They're going to chase the Antichrist down. They're going to want him to rule over him. They're going to want his system to work for them. And when he is resurrected from the dead, he will break the covenant in the middle of the seven-year tribulation, and he will desecrate the temple of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem, and it is called the Abomination of Desolation. He will literally take the Ark of the Covenant and discard it. He will sit in the place of the Ark of the Covenant in the temple in Jerusalem. Jerusalem will become the focal point of Jesus Christ's return. Now the devil took the Ark of the Covenant and discarded the sacrifices of animals and sit in the holies of holies and claim himself to be God. Where I get that from? I get that from the 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter. Amen. 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. Here it is. Here is the Antichrist setting in the temple after the Jews have built the temple. Listen to what it says. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Falling away from the true faith of the birth, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. People don't believe in the cross no more. Very few people believe and accept the cross of Christ. They've fallen away from the faith. And that's the only faith you can fall away from, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of my faith. So what you're talking about, you got faith. If you don't have it in Jesus Christ, you ain't got no faith, because Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of my faith, because he made the plan of salvation. He's the one that died. He's the one that was put in the grave, and he's the one that resurrected. Except the coming of fall away first, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. He was born to go to hell. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshiped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the Antichrist after the resurrection. He takes possession of the temple, and he rules for the last 3.5 years. When he takes the rule of the 1.5 years, it brings up called the Great Tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble. He will get a computer and set a computer up in the temple, half human and half machine and half computer. And this image of the beast, I don't know how tall it's going to be, but it's going to be tall enough for the world to see. And the false prophet is going to call the beast, or the image of the beast, to do what? Speak image of the beast, image of the beast speaks. He's going to say he will cause all, both rich and poor, both bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. It would be a mark of worship. If you receive the mark, you have considered yourself as being a worshiper of Satan. You are a worshiper of Satan. And when you worship Satan, you worship Satan by serving iniquity. You worship Satan by sinning. You worship Satan by doing dastardly abomination. You worship Satan by lying, cheating, backbiting, whoremongering. You're worshiping Satan. You're worshiping what he has to offer you. And so when you receive that mark, you will have power enough to buy or sell. If you refuse the mark and refuse to bow down, just like the Hebrew boys did, refused to bow down, they was cast into the lake. They was cast into the fiery furnace. So if you refuse the mark of the beast, you will be beheaded. They went from fire to beheaded. And they tell me in the United States of America, this great country that used to be our great country, and I still love America, America will fall under the hand of the Antichrist, and they will cause a great persecution of Christians here in the United States of America. They already got guillotines in Georgia and in Alabama and in army bases. They got coffins that you can throw 10 to 15 bodies in these coffins and cover them up. They got train cars. They got guillotines set up during the tribulation period. Over 60,000 and more to come. Because America is going under captivity. We're going to lose our freedom because the Antichrist will have possession of the economical system, the religious system, the political system, the banking system. He will have control of it. And the world will be under his iron fist. And America will no longer have to worry about church service. You don't have to worry about programs. You don't have to worry about prayer meeting, because the church will be gone at this time. So the only one who will be left here is not considered as being in the church, but they are considered to be the tribulation saints. After 144,000 are done with their ministry, God is going to rapture them up out of here in the middle of the tribulation period. And then God's going to send two witnesses from the Old Testament times, which will be Moses and Elijah, will preach the gospel of the kingdom for the last 3.5 years. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. They will preach that Jesus Christ is coming back again and rebuke sin and iniquity and degradation and abomination. And the world will hear them for 3.5 years, 52 weeks in a year, 12 months in a year, 24 hours a day, 24/7 a day. They're going to hear Moses and Elijah stand in the streets of Jerusalem and preach. And the world is going to stop their ears up. They're going to want to try to kill them, but they can't kill them until they have fulfilled their ministry. God is going to take these two men to reprove the world in their diabolical plot of total depravity. And they're going to do it with power and he's going to do it with great glory. And the Bible says, and all the nations of the world will see them lay in the streets of Jerusalem for 3 days and a half. How can they do that? They can do that by what? State-of-the-art technology. They got everything in order. They got the TV station, the internet station. They got Instagram. They got YouTube. They got Facebook. They got every unique, sophisticated, state-of-the-art communication to watch this great phenomenon and this great thing that God is going to do before he comes back to this earth. And then God said, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to send three angels. Good God Almighty. I'm going to send three angels and commit them to fly around the whole world. I don't know how many times, but they're going to preach the everlasting gospel. So the angels are going to get involved with the gospel of the kingdom, the last message. Three angels. Let's go to where that scripture said. Listen to this. Listen to this. Revelation 14 chapter, 6th verse. This is the last part of the tribulation period. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation, listen, and kindred, yeah, and tongue, yeah, and people. They are going to understand what they're preaching, and they're going to preach it around the world. Another angel comes out saying with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountain of waters. This angel will tell the world around the world, worship God, fear God, worship him that made the heaven and earth and the fountains of waters. Then God's going to send another angel out. And they're following another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, is fallen. That great city, because she made all nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them saying with a loud voice, if any man, listen, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine and of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receives his mark in his name. And here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Whoever received the mark, this is the angel preaching, whoever received that mark on their hand, and it won't be coronavirus. A coronavirus is on a gateway to deprogram people about this mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is about buying and selling. The mark of the mark of the coronavirus is to stay alive. If you want to stay alive and buy and sell under the mark of the beast, you have to receive the mark. If you receive the mark, if you don't receive the mark, you can die by the guillotine. My friends, this is the word of God. This is what's going to happen pretty soon. This is what's going to happen to the 7-year tribulation. There's going to be at least 28 judgments of blood, fire, smoke, brimstone. it's going to be terrible. People are going to suffer. People are going to be possessed with demons. People are going to be wanting to die and can't die. People are going to be admitting suicide, can't die. Why, sin has driven them to a point where they will not repent. They will not repent. And the world today is in that stage of not wanting to repent against an angry God and a righteous God, a God that wants to save you, a God that wants to love you, a God that gave his son, a God that died and rose again and coming back again, a God that his son was born in Bethlehem of Judea in a manger. And the world is saying, we don't want him. And the scripture says, wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My friends, you need Jesus Christ. You need Jesus Christ in your life. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody fool you. There is a heaven and there is a hell. And the only way that we can escape is through the blood of Christ. Repenting of your sins and turning to Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your life. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said thou shalt be saved. He says in 10:9, but what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My God, the only gift that can save you from this awkward, backwards generation is Christ and Christ alone. Why don't you come to him? You can come to him just what I just got through saying. Admit that you're a sinner. Repent with a broken, contrite spirit of sorrow that you have sinned against a holy, righteous, loving, merciful God, and tell him to send his son through the Holy Spirit by his shed blood to come into your life and change your life forever. And if you accept him tonight and you die tomorrow, you will go to heaven just like, woo, a flash of light. Why? Because you have accepted the blood of Christ and you willing enough to turn from sin. Why don't you come? Only thing you got to do is say, Lord, Lord God Almighty, I'm a sinner. I done sinned against a holy God. And I want you to come into my life. I'm confessing with my mouth and I believe with my heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead for my salvation. And when he come in, you will know that he came in. Because when you receive Christ, there's a change in your life. A dynamic change, an everlasting change. You'll never be the same again. And when this old world is unfit to live in, and the Lord says, this is over, it's over, blow the trumpet, dead in Christ rise, and we that remain alive shall be called to meet the Lord in the air. You need him right now. Come to him.